This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. My name is Danae White. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. First, according to Fox News, the town of Smithfield, Texas is rallying around an elementary school teacher who received the backlash after she posted a video of her first grade class reciting a Bible verse. Susan Schobel's now-deleted Facebook video posted on November 1st showed the children at Brown Primary School quoting from a passage of scripture in the New Testament Book of Romans. The majority Christian community of 4,200 people showed their support with t-shirts that had the hashtag I Stand With Susan in the Bible verse, Romans 12:9-10 on them. Second, according to The Hill, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump lit the national Christmas tree on Wednesday, marking the holiday season with the annual tradition outside the White House. The president briefly appeared on stage at the event where he wished attendees a Merry Christmas. The official lighting was sandwiched between an array of musical performances, mostly of classic holiday songs. Third, according to the Associated Press, a body found in North Carolina has been preliminarily identified as a 13-year-old girl kidnapped outside her home, ending a three-week search involving hundreds of investigators. Lumberton Police Chief Michael McNeil told reporters at a news conference that state crime lab tests indicate the body found late Tuesday is that of Hania Aguilar. While a final determination will be made with dental records, investigators believe the body is hers. He pledged to bring whoever is responsible to justice. Investigators said they don't currently have a suspect or person of interest. Fourth, according to the Houston Chronicle, dozens of state and local law enforcement swarmed the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston's downtown office Wednesday, to seize records related to Father Manuel La Rosa Lopez, the priest accused of sexually abusing at least two children who attended a Conroe church. Montgomery County District Attorney Brett Ligon said the surprise search was aimed at a trove of employment and disciplinary records related to La Rosa Lopez and his time at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Conroe. Fifth, according to USA Today, First Lady Melania Trump called the opioid epidemic the worst drug crisis in American history in a rare speech Wednesday at a town hall on addiction that featured participants as varied as ex-Fox News star Eric Bolling, Demi Lovato's actress and author mother Diana Hart, and Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. But in addition to the serious subject matter of her speech, Trump also disclosed a few rarely shared personal details of her life as First Lady. Mrs. Trump lamented how the opioid crisis has truly taken hold of our country and how much it has affected the lives of so many people. She called for lifting the stigma of shame from addiction and for more public discussion about it so more people can get help. You can read these stories and more at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today is a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thanks for listening, and may God bless your day.